when the rain has ceased. Now Elijah said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." 1 Kings 17 verse 1. 1 Kings 16-18 narrates a story about Ahab, a king who was more evil than any other king before him, 1 Kings 16 verses 30-33. Ahab married the infamous woman, who we know as Jezebel. She was a Phoenician princess who did not give up her lifestyle. Her dedication to Baal not only influenced her husband but also the nation of Israel. As a result, God sends Elijah, his prophet, to demonstrate his supremacy over false gods and to affirm his power over his creation. The drought was not only a divine judgment on a nation that had turned to idolatry but also a demonstration that the false god Baal, who was considered to be the lord of the rain clouds in this part of the world, was powerless to give rain. 1 Kings 17 verse 1 footnote in Zondervan Study Bible. By saying, "There will not be rain," Elijah is saying, "Your rain god, Ahab, has no power. You wait and see, my God is in control of his creation." What kind of proclamations do you need to make in your life today? Stand up to the lies of the enemy and speak the word of truth. The staging ground for a miracle is an impossible situation. Speak, like Elijah did, to the situation in your life that needs God's provision. Share scriptures that come to your mind to declare and claim your promise. Believe that this world does not have the power to replace God, so they fabricate their own gods that have ears but cannot hear, eyes that cannot see, mouths that cannot speak, and a heart that cannot love. We learn that rain did not fall for 3.5 years, 1 Kings 18 verse 1, James 5 verses 17-18, which created a great famine in Israel. This is a truth that I have learned in my life: a famine in the house of God is better than a feast in the world. God will always visit his people with bread. He will always quench the thirst of a parched soul. And he will remain faithful to his word. If you're in a dry place right now, just wait a little longer, rain is coming to your parched soul. Devotion by Angela Overton.